Ms. Alexander?
Yes.
Ms. Waterman Copa?
No.
4-3.
4-3.
With a minimum number of votes needed, the Williamsville Planning Board on Tuesday night approved the plan to convert Bloker Homes Assisted Living Facility into a mixed-income apartment complex run by People Inc. The $31.5 million project will renovate the existing 57-bed Bloker Homes building on Evans Street and construct three new ones on the 5.2-acre property. The 93 units will be for people with low and moderate income, as well as people with developmental disabilities. The plan has been controversial ever since Bloker Homes' parent company, Beechwood Continuing Care, first announced plans to sell the property to People Inc. in July of 2019. Elderly residents of Bloker Homes protested outside the facility in October, saying they did not wish to be transferred to Beechwood's skilled nursing campus in Gettysville. And a couple dozen residents spoke out against the project at a public hearing in December, citing concerns it will increase traffic, decrease property values, and that it overall doesn't fit the area. Planning Board member Amy Alexander, who voted yes, says the board did not let emotions affect the decision.
Right? We're here to decide based on site plan and architecture review, not based on whether we like Bloker closing, whether we like low-income housing. Those are not the issues we need to focus on.
People Inc.'s attorney, Sean Hopkins, says the organization has addressed many of residents' concerns over the last year, like by reducing the number of units, adding more green space, and taking a story off of one of the new buildings.
We really clearly have demonstrated that not only we have addressed the site plan criteria, but we've really made a concerted effort to address the input provided by this board again and again. And again, it's been a reiterative process, and we appreciate the input we received, but we think we're finally there.
There's still no official closure date for Bloker Homes, but developers will have to get a building permit within 12 months, or else they'll need to get approval from the planning board again. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.